person who just can't cut it. They slow or something.
Mm-hmm. What about the wet bat?
It's about the same thing. This inexperience. Uh-huh. Like, you know, a green tin horn or something.
You think of, I've heard the word wet bat used to mean Mexican. Is that what you think of it as? Or
just no. No.
That's why they call them real green over into the United States.
Oh, that's why they call them wet backs.
Because they were running, they were chickens.
I think mostly Mexicans, they call them gauchos or something. Mm-hmm. And some other kind of word.
Amigos?
No, not amigos. Some other name they don't like.
What about the French people down here?
About?
What do they call?
I don't know, Creoles, I guess. French people.
What do people in South Louisiana call?
Huh?
Cajun?
Yeah, Cajuns.
Cajun.
No, Cajuns.
Cajun.
You call them what you want.
What about
Coon? Coonasses. Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
I guess it's like Cajuns. It's just...
Coonasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a difference, really. A Coonass and a Cajun. Because, see, a Cajun doesn't leave the vicinity from where he's born and raised up. He lives and dies in the same vicinity. And
you know what a Coonass is? A little round circle on the back of the Coon behind.
Yeah. But a Coonass has a, you know, he travels a lot, you know? Bob is a Coonass. You're a Cajun.
Yeah, but he still stays in the same area.
He lives here, but, you know, he travels.
Would
you think of a Coonass as having to be French? Or?
Yeah.
You wouldn't call yourself a Coonass.
I'm French.
You don't speak French. But
no.
You're not like the, you know, the
I guess I'd say I'm a Coonass, but I don't know if I'd like calling myself a Coonass.
Does it sound like an insulting word to you? Or would you get mad if somebody called you that? Or?
No.
Lots of people say I'm a proud Coonass.
Yeah.
Are there any other names besides Coonass?
I don't know.
You ever hear boogly?
Boogly?
Uh-huh.
I heard of it. I don't know what it means.
Do you have any idea? Do you think of it, is that supposed to mean the same as a Cajun? Or?
I don't know. I've heard of it. I just know, but I don't know what it means, though.
Mm-hmm. What about someone is born from a racially mixed marriage? You know what?
Oh, like a half-breed?
Okay. What would you call a real light-skinned Negro?
Mulatta.
Okay. Anything else?
High yellow.
Mm-hmm. Cantels, octoroons.
Macaroons. Huh? Cantels and octoroons. Macaroons.
Cantels and cantels, they're white or black.
What about the
octoroons?
Uh-huh.
It's just something that comes out.
Something else they call them too. What's that, is the octoroon a real light-skinned Negro?
I guess so. I guess it's like high yellow.
Mm-hmm. What about someone who lives out in the country and he doesn't get into town much? When he does get into town, everybody can just look at him and tell that he's from way out in the country.
Out in the boondocks?
Uh-huh. What would they call him? They'd say,
The hermit? That's if he lives by himself. No, I don't know.
Do you ever hear of a Hoosier or Swamp Angel or Stump Jumper?
A Stump Jumper, that's South Mississippi.
That's someone from Mississippi?
Yeah.
South Mississippi. Hillbillies from North Mississippi.
Mm. Call all the Mississippians in school Stump Jumpers.
Depends on where they are.
We didn't care where they were, we just call them that. You a Stump Jumper?
No, I'm a Hillbilly.
Oh, you're a Hillbilly.
Where are you from? South Carolina, but I lived in North Mississippi. Then I moved to South Mississippi.